Hello, this is Michael Sparks here, and this is one of our AMSOIL dealer training recordings we're doing here. So today we're going to have a, this is being recorded on Friday, November 25th, 2016. Today's call, we're going to talk about the new AMSOIL Preferred Customer Program that was started a few months ago back in May of 2016. And on the line with us is Mark Kroll, Regional Sales Manager at AMSOIL, Inc. AMSOIL has three or four different regional sales managers, and Mark is ours for the central region. And today he's going to help us understand and maybe get some better value out of this new preferred customer program. Mark, are you on the call?
Yes, I am. Hey, Michael. Glad to be here.
Hey, great. Appreciate you getting on. And actually, we were having this conversation a couple of days ago, and I said, darn, I should have recorded it. And, and then we decided, hey, let's just record it then. So,
yeah. It's actually a conversation I tend to have probably at least a couple times a week with dealers looking for ways to grow and actually from many DJs looking for ways to be a better coach.
And, you know, AMSOIL is always coming out with new programs, and they do a lot of testing to find out what works and what doesn't work. And I think they've been testing this program, the new preferred customer program, for, well, actually since May. And I think a lot of dealers that are going to listen to this call are going to be really interested in hearing how well this program really is working, because it sounds like phenomenal results. But can we go first over some of the advantages of the preferred customer program that were implemented in back in May?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, the advantages, basically, there's a couple different ways to think about where the advantages come from. And I can tell you, maybe to start back a little bit further than that, talk about one of the main reasons that AMSOIL implemented the new PC program in the first place. And we look at the numbers every year, just like dealers who are keeping a close track of their business can also realize that, you know, we're pretty good at bringing new PCs on every year. And we sign up a lot of them. Dealers bring a lot of new PCs into AMSOIL, into their personal businesses every year. And the problem that we saw is that after a year or two, a lot of those PCs were then gone for whatever reason. And what we do here at AMSOIL, every time a PC or a preferred customer fails to renew his PC membership, we send out a quick email questionnaire asking, you know, why did you decide not to be a PC, you know, when you had the opportunity to re-up? And by far, I believe the number was somewhere in the neighborhood of 75 to 80-some percent. The overriding answer has always been, I like your product, I just don't need anything yet, which means, you know, so a year before they you know, met with a dealer, got signed up, they bought some product, and simply put, they just don't need anything yet, and so why would they need to spend $20 just so they could keep their membership? There was really nothing holding them tied to a program or tied to that PC. I mean, they fully intended to go back and buy AMSOIL, and then maybe they would be a PC or not, or, you know, do they really use AMSOIL product again? Do they move on to buying from a retail on the shelf store? There's just so many ways for us to lose track of those customers, and we all know that it's a lot cheaper to keep a customer than it is to find new ones. And so this whole program came about in an effort to help dealers and ultimately help AMSOIL keep our valuable customers, which is, you know, one of the most valuable types of customers that we've identified as these PCs. So
but
I hope I didn't wander too far afield.
No, you're fine, and I like that history thing. And yep. You know, the AMSOIL implemented the PC program right when I became a dealer. It was either right before or shortly thereafter, and this was back in 2000. And prior to that, really the only way to get AMSOIL wholesale was you had to become an AMSOIL dealer. And a lot of people really didn't want you know, to put their to have an AMSOIL business. And I'm sure there's plenty of older people that you know that are dealers just in name only. They really should be preferred customers.
Yep.
And so over the years, this program has helped me, and I tell you what, preferred customers, if they're using AMSOIL products, they're getting the best price,
mm-hmm.
and And they stay with you for a long, long, long time. I've got preferred customers that are, you know, 15, 16, been around for 15 or 16 years. It's just a phenomenal program that just adds more volume to a dealer's business. And, you know, maybe a brand new dealer doesn't see the benefit of it because they're not making that retail sale from a preferred customer, right? You know, they're not getting that 35 or 40%, or really only getting that volume based on the sale, which, you know, a brand new dealer ordering $100 worth of or 100 commission credits, if we want to look at it that way, 2%, it doesn't sound very attractive, and getting, you know, a $2 or $4 check for that month is I think, and AMSOIL is addressing some of those in the near future with some of the programs that are coming out to incentivize dealers to really build their business. But as your business grows, preferred customers really add value, especially, you know, when you become a direct jobber, you're making maximum commission on those wholesale orders, just like if you were going to order it yourself. You know, they stay around a long time. So I really think the preferred customer program is outstanding, and this all these new incentives to keep them on board with that dealer. And I've run to many over the years, like you were saying, that they didn't really renew, and then they'd been 2-3 years, and it's like, yeah, I was a preferred customer, but I let it lapse, and they let that lapse, and that's somebody's a customer. Well, they want to get started back. Well, then us as a dealer would try to help them get back on board, and, you know, that guy actually lost that customer because he didn't renew. And if you can get that preferred customer renewing every single year, number one, with the auto-renew system, and number two, with these incentives to be a preferred customer, they'll stay with you for you know, hopefully forever. So,
and I don't want to miss I don't want to miss an opportunity. Your first question, which I didn't really do a good job of answering because I went on to talk about the history, but you were talking about what are the different benefits to dealers as far as the new PC program goes.
Yeah, and I've got it here if you want me to go over it, or you can, either one.
I'll talk quickly about it. Let's see if there's something I missed or something you want to make sure we talk about. I mean, when I think about the benefits of what this program is, you know, I look at from the conversations I have with dealers, I get a lot of calls from new dealers who are just getting started, or maybe they are just looking for a way to infuse some new freshness into their business. They want to find a way to grow. They want to find an easier way to find new customers. And when you look at this new PC program, it by far it's the most, for lack of a better word, organic way for a dealer to grow his business. Because what I like to tell dealers is, here's an opportunity for you. Like Michael Sparks is a dealer, it's an opportunity for him or any other dealer to have kind of the Michael Sparks PC Club. Because once you get these PCs who are into your downline, then you have a unique opportunity to communicate directly with them. And then in conjunction with this AMSOIL program, it really is a strong way to stay in touch with your customers and encourage them to continue to buy products. But you can also use these people to help grow your business, because everybody who's a PC under you, you know, they now are incentivized to maybe talk to their buddy, the guy they go to church with, the guy that they're in some car club with, a Jeep club, motorcycle club, quad club, whatever that is, about why they should maybe use AMSOIL. Because every PC that you have that talks to a buddy and encourages them to sign up, well, your first generation PC, he gets it basically amounts to $10 in points that he gets to use to buy on hats, shirts, product. He can use that for the cost of his next renewal membership. But then that brand new PC that he brought to you is your PC. And if you have a downline guy, or if you have a dealer that you're trying to coach, or if you yourself are looking to grow, you definitely want to encourage those people, because every one of those PCs, most of them work somewhere. Most of them have family members that work somewhere. They own businesses. They work in stores that could possibly benefit from having AMSOIL on the shelf. Maybe they work at a commercial account that that could use AMSOIL products. And, you know, AMSOIL's got rules about offering anything of monetary value to entice a brand new customer to become a new PC of yours. We don't allow that to happen. But, you know, once somebody's in your PC group, you can communicate with them, and there's nothing wrong with, if Michael wanted to say, hey, you know what, for every new commercial account or new retail on the shelf account that my PCs recommend to me, and I'm able to sell, you know, he could put whatever dollar value, and when they buy $500 worth of product, let's go online together and you can pick out a hat or a shirt or whatever. You incentivize them to then help drive business to you. They can kind of be your own bird dogs. I think, like when I said, it's a great organic way to grow your business, especially for those dealers who are maybe working a full-time job already or just aren't comfortable. Those dealers are out there. They're just not very comfortable making sales calls to commercial accounts or retail and shelf accounts just because that's not what they do all day and they're just not comfortable doing it. This is a great way to kind of turn those into really soft calls because you've been referred by a friend or something like that. So you have a name of somebody to go into and you can say, hey, you know what, Michael Sparks told me to come in here because he said you guys had these applications that we have some AMSOIL products that could help you out with. It's just a very, and I go back to that same term, it's a really easy, comfortable, organic way for dealers to grow their business. And the program keeps these people tied in. These new PCs have an incentive to stay with you because if they fail to renew their membership, they lose whatever points they've accumulated. So it's you know, since May, we've really seen a difference. My territory alone, which is the central United States, and I also have all of eastern Canada, the PC business alone is up 14%, which is a significant amount of business. And, I mean, that tells me right there this is a great opportunity that smart dealers are going to take advantage of. So I know I'm rambling. Michael, did you have anything different?
No, yeah, I agree 100% with some of those ideas and the benefits of it, especially for a dealer. You know, you just got to look at the long term of your AMSOIL mm-hmm. business.
Yep.
and having a lot of PCs because they don't buy every month. You know, so
right.
Most PCs, I don't know if you have numbers, but I'm guessing average PC might buy three times a year. Might only buy once a year, but if you mm-hmm. have 100 or 200 or 300, there's no limit to how many PCs a dealer can sign up or have registered, right? There's AMSOIL doesn't have a limit on that.
Right.
So you could have 1,000 preferred customers, you know.
Yeah, and that brings me to another interesting point. What we've seen since this program has started in May, not only are the PCs are ordering more often, but their average orders are more as well. So what this is telling us is that now that they have this program, you know, the products that they could have said, you know what, I need this and that, and I'm going to maybe go buy this at the O'Reilly's up the road, or I'm going to go to Target and buy this, or Sam's Club and buy it. Now I you know what, I'd rather buy it from AMSOIL now because I'm going to get some points. And I know I want to renew now, and I can use those points for my renewal. Or, geez, I wanted that new cool camo hat that they have out. So it's going to help keep those customers more loyal to the AMSOIL brand, and keeps them back in your fold of purchasing customers. So I think there's been so many benefits to this program that you know, dealers not taking advantage of it are really missing on an opportunity.
Exactly. And even dealers that are stocking products, you know, you can still have that guy registered as a preferred customer and sell it to him at wholesale.
Sure.
You know, that's a thing there. And then what it also does is you know, that's one of the four ways that your account is protected. You know, one of the reasons we don't have territory, so we can go anywhere in the United States and Canada currently and sell AMSOIL products.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do have is account protection. And the only type of customer that is out there that is not protected is a catalog retail customer. That's somebody that just went to the AMSOIL website and paid retail for it, or they went and bought it retail from somebody. If they do that, they're still not protected. But if they're a dealer, a preferred customer, a commercial retailer, one of those four, they're protected. That means they're assigned to that
right.
dealer as their service and dealer for as long as they, you know, maintain their preferred customer membership in this case and
yeah,
buying products.
Also,
so that's an advantage, I think, you know.
Absolutely. And you what you just spoke about there also reminded me of another benefit that I don't want to miss out on. You talked about, you know, AMSOIL doesn't have territories and dealers can sign up accounts all over. The one unique part of that whole PC program is that it really does mirror the way that we see customers want to buy from AMSOIL. Lots of customers like to buy online. Lots of customers also like to have a relationship with a dealer where they go and they can talk to them about why they're going to use this product, or they just like the relationship of having somebody they can go to make recommendations, and they can go pick it up locally. So it gives them those options to buy the way that our customers like to buy. But also, as far as being able to Michael talked about territories and being able to spread out a little bit. One thing I do here, and I don't know how valid it is because, you know, I'm not in every city, but I know there are cities where you're going to find this. Maybe there are more active dealers or more of a density of really good active dealers where maybe somebody brand new might feel like, boy, I'm having a hard time figuring out where I'm going to have an opportunity to grow my AMSOIL business. Because every store I go into in my, and whatever I've determined, my 50-mile radius where I'm comfortable calling on, they've already been called on by an AMSOIL dealer or they're already selling AMSOIL product. Well, I think that if you actually utilize this PC program and talk to those new PCs and your existing PCs about who do they think that you could maybe call on, you're going to find that those opportunities are a lot greater than maybe you thought when you were just narrowly focused on the stores that you passed on the main drag on your way to work every day. So I think it's just a great way for dealers to expand their business and to find new inroads into new types of business.
Exactly. I think that's true. And some of the advantages, if you're a dealer listening in on this call and you want to learn more about the PC program, it was actually covered in the AMSOIL Dealer Magazine, and you can get back issues of this on the Dealer Zone at AMSOIL.com if you're an AMSOIL dealer. It's the April 2016 issue on page 12. And it covers both the preferred customer benefits, why somebody should be a preferred customer, and then the dealer benefits as well. And I'm just going to give a quick list here of the preferred customer benefits. Number one is reduced pricing. They're getting it at up to 25% off. Basically, you're buying it at wholesale cost. And what I tell anybody that's new to AMSOIL, it works like Sam's Club or Costco. You pay a small fee and you get to know you're getting the best price. Number two, freight promotions. New preferred customers will begin receiving exclusive promotions for reduced freight costs, and this is via email. So make sure all your preferred customers have an email that when they join. Product promotions. Preferred customers will receive product-specific promotions based on maybe the time of year or you know what they're ordering and all that type of stuff. So you're going to get some extra promotions. Free gear each month. Preferred customers, randomly selected preferred customers, will receive free hats, shirts, or other gear when they place their order. Another one is PC points. Preferred customers earn points on all purchases. Every 50 points earned is redeemable for a $1 off future order, off of a future order. So the points don't expire, the points do not expire unless the PC allows his or her membership to expire. So over time, they get to build that up, and that's another incentive to keep their preferred customer membership in place. So these points don't go away, and over the years they can really become substantial types of discounts on their orders. And then the referral rewards, Mark was talking about that a little bit. Referral preferred customers who register friends and family as PCs or dealers will receive 500 bonus points after the preferred customer makes an order. And at the end, we're going to talk about how to do this before we end our call. But we'll talk about how to use that referral system, and that's the reason what kind of spurred our call the other day, because I didn't know how it worked. I mean, how do they do it? And so now we know how it works, and we're going to try to explain that over the phone for it. So and then if you have existing preferred customers, and make sure that they have updated email addresses, and this might be a reason to reach out to your current preferred customers, and any dealer should be able to go in their back office and pull up a list of personally sponsored customers. It's a report. It's another report section. You click on that, and then you can get names, addresses, and telephone numbers and emails. So just make sure that those emails are up to date so that they can start receiving these AMSOIL promotions and everything.
Let me jump in real quick. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, because you're on – an important point, talking about the emails. I mean, not only does this – one thing I hear from some dealers is that, boy, I feel like I'm bugging my PCs because, you know, maybe I just don't have anything new to say. One thing to understand is that lots of your PCs maybe don't open up all their emails. They see something from AMSOIL. They say, oh, you know what, I'm a PC. I'm really not – I'm, I, you know, I, I get, you know, 50 emails a day, and I'm not going to open that one because, you know, it's Amsoil talking about some new product or something they have, which, you know, we, of course, find very interesting, but, you know, your PCs may not. But if they get an email from you where you when you get the word on what the special is for that month or what the promotion is for that month, you know, I think you're really missing the boat if you are not then creating an email that goes out to your PCs telling them what the promotion is for that month and how they can take advantage of it, and keep reminding them that they can sign up their friends and their family members and that it'll be a benefit to them, but also keep encouraging them to pass on any referrals that they may have and how you can grow your business. So yeah, I just wanted to jump in and make sure I reminded that, because I think there's a lot of dealers who kind of miss the boat on those opportunities to keep in that constant communication with your customers.
Exactly. And I think, and kind of going a little bit further back on your part, what I thought of, if you are in a town that has a lot of, you know, a lot of people in town I live in, Clarksville, I've been here for over 10 years. And so I've hit a lot of these accounts. I have by no means stopped at every single store in this town. There is plenty of business here for any dealer that wants to get started. And actually, there's a newer dealer here that just made direct jobber. He's not in our group or anything, but he has some accounts and I just think it's funny because there's just so much business here. But I've heard it before, a dealer signed up and, I don't know, stopped in maybe two stores that I already had signed up and says, oh, the market's saturated. And there's no place where the market is saturated in the United States. I can probably guarantee that. Would you agree there, Mark?
Absolutely. We do hear it. People say, oh, it's saturated. Well, it might be saturated for your couple of blocks. But an active dealer who's out looking for new ways to grow their business, the opportunity is out there. And I think this PC program, I know I've said it over and over again, but this PC program is such a logical, low-hanging fruit type of way to make inroads into those new accounts that you want to be able to reach. I mean, here's an opportunity to reach people that you really never would have gotten a chance to meet on your own or in your own social circles, but all of a sudden you have all these new PCs who know people you've never would have met before. It's a great door opener.
Exactly. And if you are in a place that has a lot of retailers that are selling Amsoil, that's a good thing, because that means the brand recognition is higher. The awareness of the brand is higher in that area. And if they're selling a lot of this product on the shelf at retail, I wouldn't go stand in front of the door and offer PC programs to everybody that walks out with Amsoil. Do not do that. If you're listening to this call, do not go in front of somebody's store and offer PC programs. But you're going to run into people who say, yeah, I buy it down at Jim Bob's or whatever. Hey, have you ever heard of the PC program? And they'll be like, and they'll maybe be interested in it that way. But do not stand in front of somebody's store and offer PC programs. That is not the right way to do business, and I'm sure Amsoil hears about it. You may find yourself getting a phone call from Mark Kroll or one of his other regional sales managers up there. So,
and I think that's a good point. And really, what that comes down to is a term I like to use is have a little situational awareness. You know, I've heard of it. The scenario that Michael talked about where, you know, a dealer has been talking at a store. Understand that there are different channels at which customers come to buy Amsoil product. One very popular one is the retail on the shelf program, and store owners are not real excited sometimes to hear that there's a PC program out there as well. So be aware of that. But we've also, you know, we've done our homework and we understand how we have different channels. There's different ways that customers like to buy products. And what we found in our research is that it's really two different types of customers. There's a type of customer that really doesn't plan too far ahead and just says, oh man, you know what, I got a couple extra hours, or you know what, I got a chance to go fishing this weekend, I need some two-stroke stuff for my boat, and they're going to run to the store and buy it. And they're never going to order products like this online. And that's the perfect customer for those retail on the shelf accounts. And there's plenty of those guys out there. And then there's the other customer that maybe knows, geez, every year I know I'm going to fish enough that I'm going to go through a couple gallons of HPM, and I'm going to need something for my sled, and I want this for my car, and I'm going to order two or three times a year, and I'm organized, and I know what I need. And you know what? There's plenty of that type of customer also. and that customer also understands that I'm not going to go to the retail on the shelf account because I'm going to save a little money. So yeah, I mean that if there's dealers who aren't aware of those different channels, they can get into what we call channel conflict. But I think it's just up to the dealers to have that situational awareness, like I said before, and just to understand that those two channels exist. And you know, part of your job is to make sure that you know when you do get a store owner who verbalizes a little concern about the PC program, you know, be able to defend it and say, listen, you're attracting a different type of customer than those PCs. You weren't going to get that guy anyway because, you know, he's got these opportunities online to buy product. So how's that for going far afield from the PC program?
Well, I just think dealers, you know, probably don't think of some of these things. Yep. And, you know, like you say, the situational awareness, it's always good to be reminded of what you're doing and how you're doing it. And just trying to, I think the dealer that runs his business above board has that integrity of Al Amatuzio. Mm-hmm. We all know that a founder of our company is has high integrity and you know, just keep that moral code. It's going to be better for everybody, and it's going to make the brand better. The better we can make the AMSOIL brand and all these programs that we have as dealers, the better our company is going to be, and the longer it's going to, you know, the more successful more people are going to be. So just, I think some people are just short-sighted, and they just, you know, whatever, you know, just won't talk too much more about it, but don't be short-sighted, you know, have some good integrity. And you know, run your business the way Mr. Amatuzio runs his business. So, real quick, another thing I thought about for this referral thing, if you have some PCs that you, and this is a way for you as a dealer to build a better relationship with those preferred customers and explain to them this referral program and the points, especially those two things, but the referral program, you know, show them how to refer business to AMSOIL so that they can get credit and get some of those referral points. And then the second thing is if that person refers a preferred customer, and then, you know, the preferred customer program is potentially a feeder program for the dealer program. There's actually a button in the preferred customer zone that says upgrade to become a dealer. Mm-hmm. So can you talk a little bit about how that works? Sure. And whatnot.
Yeah. Now I just want to make sure I'm hitting the bases you want. Talk about how to actually how does a referring PC actually go through the process of referring a new PC?
Yeah, well, let's do that at the end.
Sure.
Let's do that at the end because then we'll go on. We'll get on our computers and do it. But now I just want to talk about like the preferred customer. He's a preferred customer for 6 months, a year, whatever, and then decides to become a dealer if he has referred those people. Then what happens?
So absolutely, by far, and I guess I should have said it earlier, when you, I think just the fact that we now have a program that incentivizes your PCs to maybe think about having those conversations with, like I said, the guy who you go to church with, the guy he's in a motorcycle club with or four-wheeler club or anything like that, and he has a few conversations with his buddies about why they might also enjoy the benefits of being a PC. It's a great way for some of your downline PCs to realize, man, you know what? I might be pretty good at selling this AMSOIL stuff, and they'll start to see that they have some opportunities, and they might be pretty good at it. That's a great way to identify who your next dealer might be. And like Michael said, it's so easy. You just go online, and you know, you can just opt to become a dealer. You can upgrade to dealer. The nice thing is those guys are automatically in your downline group. You would be, you know, as long as you're watching what's going on in your list of sponsored customers, you're going to see that you had somebody who has upgraded. And I think the onus is then definitely upon you as the dealer to go in and offer to be a coach, to help them understand what their opportunities are and to help them grow as a dealer. So I think, you know, this PC program, which it seems like a kind of an innocuous, kind of a simple way to, hey, let's keep some guys buying product. It really, it's far-reaching. It's got such an ability to grow a dealer's business, whether that's a guy who's been around for 15 years and has a pretty well-established business or a guy who started 2 weeks ago. It's a program that really makes sense. And you know, and another thing that I don't want to forget about, it's a program that kind of keeps it fun. It keeps it more on a social level. These are people who've come to AMSOIL because they have an interest in one of their toys. They have an interest in a product that they want to last forever and hand down to their kids. I mean, these are people that are are oil to them is more than just a commodity that they're buying at Walmart. This is something that they care about, and it just tends to be more fun. And people who are buying at the level of a PC, they're more the kind of guy you're going to connect with anyway. So it's just a more natural way to grow your business, and it's a way to keep it more fun for dealers.
Exactly. And now I don't know if it's true or not. Now, if a preferred customer refers another preferred customer mm-hmm. to sign up, and then that preferred customer becomes a dealer, what happens?
Well, I'm sorry. So if that preferred customer became a dealer, he would just be a dealer in your downline.
Okay. Does that preferred customer get those people that he referred? Do they travel along with him, or
no? He would be your.
Okay.
That's a decision that you, as the so say Michael Sparks has a downline PC, okay, and that you go to church with a guy who's a downline PC who's in a motorcycle group. I'm kind of creating a straw man here, and this guy that Michael goes to church with goes to a motorcycle club. And he signs up 10 of the guys in his motorcycle club, and they're all really good buddies of his. All those 10 guys that Michael's PC has gotten to
referred.
Sign up, our preferred customers, are now PCs directly sponsored by Michael. They are not sponsored by that new PC. They're directly sponsored by Michael. Now, if that PC says, boy, I want to be a dealer. I feel like I'm missing out. This is an opportunity for me. I mean, that would be a discussion they could have if Michael wanted to turn those PCs over to him. I mean, he could, but that is not an automatic where this guy where the PC would get those guys. But that has been when the program first came out. I would say I maybe had a few people call confused, thinking that the PCs were earning commissions or that they were then growing their own downline of PCs. That's not it at all. Any PC that signs up another, refers another PC, whether it's three or four generations down, whatever it is, that's Michael Sparks's PC. Or
okay.
If I'm a dealer and I sign them up, those are Mark Kroll's PCs. Those are my protected accounts. One other thing we did miss is for that PC to earn those $10 in points, $10 worth of points, the new PC does have to purchase at least $50 worth of products.
Okay. Has to trigger that $50 sale. Same with a preferred customer that a dealer signs up. You know, you get a $10 bonus if you register them, but they have to place an order. If they didn't place the order, then it doesn't. But it is an option for that dealer. But it is an option for that dealer. If he wanted to, says, hey, look, Tom, you know, you've been a PC. I appreciate you giving me all those customers. If you ever decide you want to be a dealer, I'll just transfer those to you. That's something that's easy and simple to do. And that guy would automatically start his AMSOL business off with 10 customers that he already has, or 20 or 50 or whatever, you know, and really it could be a great tool to incentivize a preferred customer to become a dealer.
I think so. And I think, it would be, you know, keep a dealer connected with his buddies anyway.
Exactly.
That hasn't been anything we've really communicated as being a part of the program, but I think you'd be missing out if you hadn't at least thought about that. I think it's probably a good idea to keep somebody who's a new dealer in your downline group, to keep them motivated and happy. So, yeah.
And I guess one last thing before we go on to the how to do the referral thing, we'll do that at the end. But one last thing to think about, though, if a preferred customer, say they buy it for their motorcycle. I know I've run into people that don't know we make other products. They're like, well, we didn't. I just thought you only made motorcycle oil. And they start becoming a preferred customer. They see all the products. They see stuff for cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, you name it, whatever. Then they start using it in more of their equipment than just their motorcycle. It still fathoms me that people use AMS oil and they don't want to use it in everything, but they just need to be educated on it. Okay. And I think this preferred customer program with the dealer or with the preferred customer magazine that they get, which is talking about new products every mm-hmm. single month, how to use them, and educating that person so that you are adding, most people that use AMS oil that go buy it at the retail store, they're probably only putting it in one or two pieces of equipment. They're not putting it in everything. It's always a lot easier to upsell a current customer that knows, likes, and trusts you with new products than it is to go find a different new customer. So and then start that education process over. So that's another, I guess, feather in the cap for the preferred customer program for that dealers should really seriously think. So let's go here. People are going to have questions like how do I get my preferred customer to how does that work? So let's just walk through that over the phone, and just if you're listening in on the call, you know, and you can stop the call and get to your computer right now, and then we're going to walk this through so you understand how it works, and you can explain that to your preferred customers. It's pretty easy once you do it the first time. Yeah. So you're going to go obviously to amsoil.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what you're going to do, Mark?
Go to look at the very top banner. And what do you see at the top there?
There's a banner at the top currently. This is always subject to change, but at the top it says new preferred customer program, reduced prices, exclusive promotions, free gear. And then there's a little arrow that says more. I guess you click on that more, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. Yep.
Yep.
And so you click more, and then you'll basically see it says save 25% and receive exclusive promotions as an AMSOIL preferred customer. There is a little video they can watch, but basically the meat of the thing is there's a yellow bar screaming at you, says join now. So if you have it couldn't be easier. You just follow the steps, press join now, and they basically have to then decide, do I want to do it for a year or 6 months? And then from there, they can start shopping or they can look up for their vehicle. So basically what they've done now is they've decided to add whichever they wanted to do, the 6 months or the year, that's going to be added to the cart. And just like any new account with AMSOIL, once they go to the cart, they will then be prompted to add a little bit of the information that we need for them to actually be a preferred customer. And one of the things
they add it to their cart, and then they're going to click check out now, right?
You got it, right?
Okay, yep.
And then basically it's going to
create an account.
Create an account, and then
click on that.
And then near the bottom, it's going to show. There's going to be the field that says who is your referring dealer name or the dealer number or I don't think it says dealer.
It actually says did someone refer you to AMSOIL?
Right.
? If so, please tell us. And it'll have a slot to put a name, an email, a website, or other identifier, or a referral number, which would be the dealer or the preferred customer's ZO number.
If it's a PC referring a brand new PC, they want to just put their name in there, or if they know what their PC number is, put that in there. And our computer will know that that's a PC that's attached to you, so you will get that.
Yeah.
If they put the dealer number in there, if they put their upline dealer's number, then they'll be out of the loop.
So the PC needs to know either the name. Obviously, the PC knows their own name, so they want to write their name in there, or their preferred customer number if they know it. But
just for ease of use, just have them put their name in there. They don't need to.
Yeah.
Most PCs.
Well, you just think about John Smith or something like that, or if they know their email that they're registered with AMSOIL with, that would help. You know, anything that you know for sure that's going to tie you. If your name is like John Smith, there's probably a few other PCs that are John Smith. So you want to, if you can, you know, use your PC number and teach your preferred customers to do this. Now, this is something for a dealer to say, hey, look, this is how you do it. If you want your PCs to start, you know, bird dogging for you, that's the trade term, bird dogging,
really,
you know, going out and giving an incentive. So they put that in there. Once they create their account, now that is tied to that preferred customer as a referral, and then that upline dealer will then get credit, and that'll be their new preferred customer. So what this kind of it's as simple as that. And what this actually does is gives me an idea. I might create some business card, size business cards, and say, you know, preferred customer referral program, and then have a spot where they can write their preferred customer number. You know, my preferred customer number is, and they would write that in there, and then, you know, go to AMSOIL.com, and then, you know, be sure to put my name and, you know, my name and preferred customer number. Those two, that's really the only two things that need to be on that card, and make a make just, make a spot for it, like a little dash, and says preferred customer number and then a dash where they can write that in by hand. So if they give that little card to somebody, and you know, every new preferred customer that you register, send them 10 cards and say, look, you know, this program's great. You might be able to just print off this. Oh, you don't want to print off the one from AMSOIL, but because it tells about the dealer benefits.
Right.
Maybe you do. I don't know. But the PC points and all that, you can make up a little flyer or whatever and send a flyer and say, look, if you refer some preferred customers to me, here's 10 cards. If you need more cards, call me. I'll send you more.
Yeah,
and that's you're helping build that relationship. The preferred customer is going to get free gear, and you know it's going to be wonderful. And I'm going to actually do this. I'm going to design up a card and have some made. And so every time I get a new preferred customer, I'm going to send them a little letter in the mail. I'm going to put, you know, their name and their preferred customer number. I might write it in there for them just to make it easy, send that to them. So if they are talking to their buddies, they say, here, I got a preferred customer referral card, you know, go to AMSOIL and sign up. Now, I guess before we end this call, now does this referral thing, does this override if they went to say a lot of people just Google AMSOIL and then they click on the first thing and it might be some other dealer's referring link in that thing, you know, does that override that?
It all depends on how they do it. If somebody just went to AMSOIL, and this does happen, if you had a new prospective PC who was fully intending to go on and to be not sponsored, but to be referred to by another PC, but he accidentally made a mistake and forgot to put those numbers in, or forgot to put the name in, or forgot to put his PC number in there, our computer's not going to know that. And basically that new guy will just become a PC that would be adjudicated out to a local dealer as part of the T1 process. So,
okay.
I mean, so this is where what Michael was talking about, coaching them up a little bit, making sure I think those cards are a great idea. It's a super, it's a really easy process, and it's the part about putting the referral in there is not hidden at all. It's one of the major fields that's required and asked for. But if they do miss it and say 2 days down the road or a couple days down the road, they realize, oh man, I forgot to do that, call the dealer and let us know, let the RSM know who's in charge of that territory that this happened. The sooner the better. We do have AMSOIL's always had a policy that says because we understand if a customer has accidentally forgotten the referral information, but they intended to be with this dealer or they wanted to go through the referral process, we want the customer with the upline that they intended to be with, and we'll make those changes. Now, if it's 6-8 months down the road and they've been happily buying under a different dealer and then they say, oh, hey, I made a mistake way back, there's probably little we're going to be able to do. But it's, as long as it's within, you know, the first week or so, couple of weeks, that won't be a problem. We can definitely change that.
Yeah, and coach your PCs to do that. And then also coach your PCs to tell the upline dealer if you referred somebody, tell that dealer so that they can be on the lookout in their new customer report, you know, because they're not going to know when they do it, and they're, you know, this dealer is going to get a new preferred customer. Hey, great, whatever. But if it's my preferred customer and I know that they referred somebody, I'm gonna place some value on that. I'm gonna at least send a thank you. I might send some other stuff of my own promotional. I think we were talking about that at the beginning. Our own promotional thing, like, hey, you send me a preferred customer, I might send you some money or something. I don't know, but you know,
well, here's the thing about referrals. You never get them if you don't ask. It's amazing how often you see it where people they'll know a bunch of people that they could have referred to, but you know what, man, nobody really ever asked me. So it's amazing you get just by sometimes by showing up and asking. So don't miss out on the opportunity.
But just to clarify, if somebody puts in a referral name or a referral number, that overrides any link that they would have clicked on.
Oh yeah,
from somewhere else, right?
Oh,
okay,
yeah,
that's an override.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Once again, even if they went through, even if they accidentally went. Because we get it. I mean, you go online and you can accidentally go through another dealer's website that that, and you had no idea if you've never gone on AMSL before, as long as it's done early enough, as long as within a week or two and there haven't been a whole bunch of purchases made, we're more than willing to go in and make sure the right people are with the downline that they or the upline that they expected to be with. And that's just part of commerce online. People make mistakes. People, they miss a field or whatever, and we understand that. We want to make sure everybody ends up where they want to be.
Yep. Good. So that's good stuff. Hey, yeah. I think this was an excellent call, Mark. I appreciate you so much for taking a day.
I tend to ramble, and I know I did. I hope somebody got something out of it.
Oh yeah, no, this was good. Well, there's a lot of good information about it, and I think a lot of people don't. They might not have read the article, or they might not just understand why I should really be getting preferred customers. And like I was saying, it's really important to know down the road how important a preferred customer will be to the growth of your
Absolutely.
Business.
I think you can tell by usually when I ramble, it's because I get excited about something, and I really I'm excited to make sure I relay the important information out. And this is the kind of topic. Like I said, it's got a lot of tentacles to it that can really go out and boost other parts of your business. And it's hard to come up with a program to think of a different program that has the ability to help you grow your business so quickly and once again that so organically to make it easy, to make it fun, to make it and it makes sense to people. People understand that whole referral process.
Yep. Well, it sounds like educating and coaching their preferred customers, but I think that it wouldn't be that difficult to help all of your preferred customers, and I've got a lot of them, I can tell you that, and I'm going to teach them how to get referrals, and so they can take advantage of all the promotions and free gear and PC points and whatnot, and then sprinkle in a little bit of more education and tell them about the dealer program, and you'll have some dealers in the mix of that decide, well, heck, I might as well just upgrade and become an AMSOIL dealer and build an AMSOIL business. And that's, I think, a lot of dealers, certainly myself, because the preferred customer, I don't know if they had it, but I became a dealer. I think I came a dealer before the preferred customer because I said, well, I want to get it at wholesale. I became a dealer just to get it at wholesale.
Sure.
And I thought, well, heck, I should build this business up and went from there. So, but anyhow, I appreciate you getting on the call again, Mark.
No problem.
And thanks for the time. And, I hope you guys have a wonderful holiday coming up. And I'm sure we'll be having you on for some more valuable AMSOIL dealer training. And yes, definitely.
Right.
You have a great day, rest of your day, and we'll
Thanks
talk to you soon.
Bye, everybody.
Okay, Mark.
Bye.
Bye.